On last week's program, Charlie Pierce and I briefly discussed a race walker named Rani Yadav who had been disqualified from the competition at the Commonwealth Games after a positive drug test. Ashish Shah, who hears the program on WBUR, wrote to ask for a correction in that conversation because I referred to Rani Yadav as he. Ashish Shah wrote, NPR should at a minimum get the gender right in its broadcasts, and that's true. Rani Yadav is a woman who was disqualified from competition as a race walker because of a positive drug test at the Commonwealth Games. My apologies. Stuart Weinegrad, who hears only a game on KIOS in Omaha, was unhappy when Charlie mentioned that Nebraska had played a more challenging schedule than Boise State so far this football season. Nebraska has played Western Kentucky 0-16 the past 2 years, and there is not a team on their schedule currently ranked higher than number 20. If you're going to criticize Boise State's schedule, don't pick Nebraska as a better alternative, he wrote. Speaking of my weekly conversations with Charlie, Bill Ball, another WBUR listener, wrote this week to say, I'm upset with the way Bill Littlefield thinks every exchange is funny, which in turn causes him to cackle. I don't know whether he's trying to imitate Heckel or Jekyll. I suggest that he give up on the phony comedy and concentrate on his day job. Oops, sorry. My favorite tweet of the week came from someone identifying himself as at Roost, and he or she is responding to a music choice we made last week. Ah, my ears, the headphones, they do nothing. Only a Game is now the second NPR program to trick me into listening to a Justin Bieber song. And finally, we heard this week from Eric Peterson, the head of school at St. George's Academy in Rhode Island. Mr. Peterson is the guy who pulled his school's football team out of a game in which the St. George's linemen would have been outweighed by 100 to 150 pounds. We've had a great many schools and school personnel express their support, he wrote, and there have been many, many other expressions of support from parents, alumni, friends, and strangers. Now we're moving on with the season. It's time to get back to our work of teaching and coaching some talented, promising young people. You can respond to what you hear on Only a Game by contacting us through the website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking. At nuance.com/NPR. This is NPR.
On Friday, John Geary, a member of the high school football team in Rockland, Maine, jumped onto the hood of a car as it was traveling through the school parking lot. Bad move. Young Geary slipped off the hood and fell under one of the tires, where he was trapped when the car stopped. Happily, six of his teammates and a couple of adults on the scene were able to tilt the car up and hold it off Geary's back for 20 minutes when an ambulance finally arrived. Rockland High won their game the next day, and John Geary, who was expected to make a full recovery, was awarded the game ball, presumably because by then he had acknowledged that jumping on his teammate's car was a really dumb idea.